And I imagine some people do, but I personally say, oh, it's in the medicine chest. Somebody wants some aspirin or wants something, I say, oh, look in the medicine chest.
Well, would you say if the broom was two of the doors, if the broom was in that other room there,
yeah,
in that bedroom, and it was so that I couldn't see it, and it was because the door was hiding it, and it was in that corner there, you'd say the broom was where?
Well, I say the room was back of the door.
That's right. I didn't mean it.
Huh?
I didn't. So what if the door was open?
Back of the door, behind the door.
So if the door was open and you didn't want it open,
yeah,
you would tell me to do what to?
What is that?
What would you tell me to do to the door if it was open and you wanted me to?
I'd say, well, please close the door.
Can you ever say anything besides close there?
What?
Can you say anything besides close the door?
Well, I wouldn't use the word shut the door.
Do you ever hear that? Shut?
Well, yes, I do. Well, I'm always saying, oh, close that door, I'm cold in here, or somebody leave that door open. I say, oh, please close the door. I don't think I ever use the word, please shut the door.
Why is that? Do you not like that word? Do you think
I think happens? I never have used it. Shut the door. I always say, close the door. Now, which would be the correct thing to do?
I think both of them would be equally correct. I just wanted to know what you would say.
Well, I say, just close the door.
And you know, it doesn't rain much down here, as you said.
No, uh-uh.
But, so do any of the houses have those little things that run along the edge of
the roof? Gutters? Oh, yeah. You know why I don't have a gutter? Because, and the children laugh at me. The last roof I had on, I had it, it went through one star. Well, I can't remember how long it was, and my son said, Mom, he said, because you had such a high pitch, he said, it's the only thing, and so the carpenter said, you see, the water just runs off, and it has is that a gully? And it goes off like this, but...
a gully? But what?
And is that the right word? Now, use it when I was having... It goes down like this. And the water drains off your house, you see, in a hurry. And you see, if I had a flat roof, I'd have been putting on more roofs than I have. And I know a gutter because, oh, we had them always in our home, and they used to catch the rainwater. It would go into the system. And, we had, well, wherever I've lived, we had, and this is the only place that we didn't have to have one. We had, that's a gully, yeah. A gully, and then I use something else.
Do you ever call it a valley?
And no, but I have heard people use the valley. No, but I use a gully. Yeah.
Gully and a valley is the same thing.
Yeah, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That is interesting. And I know you said that you've never lived on San Juan Plantation. But
no.
I know that you were around a lot, and I wanted to ask you about
that. Oh, yeah, I would go down there often. Uh-huh.
Was there a barn on that plantation anywhere?
Where do you think they kept the mules?
Well, I didn't know, that's why.
the horses and the mules. Yeah, there was a barn or a shed.
Is that the same thing, a barn and a shed?
Yeah, uh-huh. It was called a barn or the shed. Uh-huh.
Were those two-story buildings or one-story?
Oh, no. All on one, and I can see the hay and how they'd feed the animals. And then, you know, when they'd grind the sugar cane, you know, they'd squeeze all the juice, it was absolutely dry, and they'd feed that to the animals.
Oh, really?
And blackstrap molasses, they'd feed that to the mules. A blackstrap molasses is, now that's something is, I don't know much about it. You see, they made molasses out of the sugar cane.
Yeah.